Okay. So the only way I'm not nervous is I'll just try and imagine we're just all kids together. Okay. Okay. So you know sometimes we have communion. We have the bread and then we have the grape juice or we drink the grape juice. And that was Jesus. Jesus said, I give my body for us to die. So he died for us so that we can go to heaven. Jesus is God, and he changed himself into a human being, and he gives himself to us. Well, eventually, Jesus only did good things on this world. He only loved everybody. He made people better. People loved Jesus so much, they just wanted to be near him. He was just such a nice person. People just crowded around him. Well, the people in charge didn't like that. They said, we don't like all these people following Jesus. They were jealous, and they wanted to kill Jesus. And they killed him and put him on a cross. And where's my phone? Actually, Jesus was on the cross, and he was hurting because they nailed him to the cross. They stuck him on the cross, and he couldn't get down. And he had nails in his hand and blood coming out of him. Are you listening, young one? He had blood coming out of him. It was terrible. And he was crying, oh, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then afterwards he said, I feel like a worm. And I've often wondered, why did he say it feels like a worm? Have you ever felt like a worm? I have never felt like a worm. Why would you say, I feel like a worm? That always bothered me every time I would read Psalm 22. Because Jesus was actually saying something that David had prophesied years before. My God, why have you forsaken me? They're sharing my clothes out. It's prophetic what he was saying. And then, but it just disturbed me. Verse 6 says, Verse 6 says, I feel like a worm. Well, God told me, it gave me the story. I was going through YouTube and it came up by itself. There's a worm in Hebrew. It doesn't actually say worm. It's actually talking about a crimson worm, and it's called shiny. That's the name of it. Anyway, so this worm climbs up a tree, and he sticks himself onto. It's a red worm. He sticks himself onto the tree. And then she's stuck on the tree, hard and fast, cannot come off without being killed. And then she lays her eggs, and immediately the eggs hatch. And then the eggs eat off this worm. And then this worm, then it dies, because it actually eats the mother completely. So she only ever has babies once, because they eat off her, and then she dies. And then she gives off a red dye. So then the tree gets stained with this blood, this red, and it's not blood, but it's red. And then eventually the worms come out. I had heard that red dye is you're eating beetles, but anyway, it all ties together. So Jesus was stuck on the cross for us. Thank you. He was stuck on the cross for us like this worm is stuck on, and we are his children, and he saved us by being stuck on that cross so that we could go to heaven one day. And so that's why he felt like a worm. It's not just any worm. He felt like that worm. Mm. And even today, you know, those people make that red dye the red dye for the tabernacle, for the curtains. They use that as well for the red dye and certain other things as well. But anyway, now you know why he said, I felt like a worm. It's that worm.